Time to talk cycling with Noel Sands from Sands Jewellers Hargraves. Mel, good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you going?
Yeah, great, mate. How was your weekend in Euroa last weekend?
Oh, look, it was really busy. There seemed to be that many events on in cycling, as well as Euroa. There's many other events on the same weekend, about five things. Euroa was good. It's not a really big town, but they raced around the main street up and around the city block, and it was well patrolled. You know, they had the roads all blocked off, and we had to be finished by 6 o'clock so everybody could go to church. A real country affair, but it was spirited racing. There's a lot of kids racing and seniors. I guess maybe 130 entries. It was good. Bendigo kids were just on fire. Like, I couldn't believe how good they rode. And what one particularly meritorious podium was the under-17 women. When Lucy Hall was first, Lilith Jones was second, and Hayley Jack was third. And they did so well, those girls, and then filling the podium. And then later on, after they finished their criteria, like they already raced like half an hour, they came out and they rode with the senior women, had another go later on, dominated the senior racing too. So that was quite amazing. In the under-15s, young Maddie Douglas, she got a second in the under-15s, and Chase Haddon got a second. And then young Maddie Douglas, she came out with Hayley Jack, and they got 1-2 in the open B-grade women's section. Hayley Jack won for Maddie Douglas in second. So it was great to see. And all the boys rode well from Bendigo. So, look, it was really good racing out there. I was proud to be involved in that event. It was good.
Noel, speaking of Bendigo cyclists being absolutely on fire, how good is Belinda Bailey going at the moment?
Yeah, she's got a purple patch in form. Yeah, she went over to Casterton on the weekend. Remember I told you there's a big race at Casterton? And our family sponsored the winning medallion at the open race. Well, Belinda went in that, but the next day she really fired up and she won the Victorian Women's Championship, Road Championship, over 100 kilometres at Casterton. So it was a huge effort and she's going really well. And then the next day she drove to Mount Gambier and she won their big Soldiers Memorial Handicap race over there. So a good weekend for Belinda Bailey. Really good.
Now, Connor Sands, your nephew, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, spot on. He's riding in Greece at the moment.
Yep, he's over there in the Tour of Hellas. And yesterday he came 42nd, finishing on the same bunch time as the winner. The day before they lost, I don't know, 12 minutes or something. It's a pretty hard category they're in. Look, it's a big tour with a lot of good riders in it. But he's doing well. He's hanging in there, getting in bunch finishes and that. And also from Bendigo, young Sam Eddy's riding over there too. Jono, he's doing really well. A different country, but he's still over in Europe.
Tell me, Noel, how does someone like Connor and Sam go from those European rides? Can they get to the pinnacle like the Tour de France? Or do you have to belong and be picked up by a team? How does it work at the very, very elite level?
Well, you've got to get picked up by a team. Sam Eddy's been riding in the National Road Series in Australia for his team here, who have gone over there, an Australian team. Connor rode for an Italian team called Zappi Racing, and now he's riding for another team. I can't even say the name, MGVIS or something. I apologise there. But that's a continental team, and they're basically feeder teams for the future. And if you get noticed, you'd have to win something to go to World Tour. You've got to be noticed. A couple of years ago, one of my nephews, Alexander Evans, he got second in the Sun Tour, and it was nationally televised on TV, live TV all through Australia by SBS. And a young guy, a Spanish guy, won the stage, and he'd just got fourth or fifth in the Tour de France. And Alexander Evans got second to him, and he was noticed then. And then he went to Tasmania, and he won the Tour of Tasmania and Big Queen stage, which has also got a lot of press because Cadel Evans had won it, and that kicked him on. He went to World Tour. But all you need to do is get noticed. You know, if you start winning a couple of big races, or you went to the national championships and you got one, you know, you won a time trial or a road race or something, you probably get noticed and people would pick you up for the World Tour. Well, Connor's going pretty good, and also Sam Eddy and Patrick Eddy, Sam's younger brother, he's already racing in Europe too, and he's just been racing in Glasgow in the World Cup on the track. So these kids are certainly putting their names up there, and hopefully they'll get noticed. You know, like Bendigo is well known for a town that can supply riders to go to the World Tour, so fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Noel, we've got to fly. You've got a double dose of Robbo next week. So you've got Robbo Wednesday morning, and then you've got Robbo next Saturday on the sideline view, because I'm having a week off.
Good on you, mate. You enjoy your holiday anyway, Mark, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Good on you, Noel Sens, talking all things cycling here in Bendigo and District. Thanks to Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall. And Noel, we'll be back on Wednesday and next Saturday.